This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise in Jefferson County, especially among young adults. Chlamydia and gonorrhea have increased by more than 20%, while syphilis has increased by 40% over the last 5 years. Statewide, STDs have been on the rise since 2013. The County Health Department is relaunching its Sex Facts JeffCo campaign to educate people about testing, protective barriers, and risk. A group of water managers in Denver have partnered up to create a citywide strategy for water management and conservation. CPR's Michael Elizabeth-Sakis reports.
The goal of the partnership is to better manage the city's entire water cycle by increasing cooperation between separate teams overseeing different uses, like drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater. Denver officials say the One Water Plan is their roadmap for using water sustainably as climate change stresses the water cycle. That includes building resilience to the impacts of prolonged drought, wildfires in watershed health, and extreme heat. I'm Michael Elizabeth-Sakis, CPR News.
Independence Pass closed last week because of a storm, and it's going to stay closed for the season. The Colorado 82 Highway closes every winter. The Colorado Department of Transportation typically reopens the pass on the Thursday before Memorial Day holiday weekend, weather permitting. Colorado Springs police shot at a man in two separate encounters Thursday morning. They were responding to reports of a suspect carrying a handgun. According to police, the suspect pointed a pistol at officers on two occasions near I-25 in South Colorado Springs. At least two officers shot at the suspect, who was hospitalized. No officers were injured in the shooting. This is CPR and KRCC. Denver's at 60 degrees right now. The low tonight will be 38, so if you're going out for Halloween weekend, stay warm.